7:34 at your hometown station, KOHO 101, the KOHO Morning Show, moving along through its second hour, brought to you by Stan's Merry Mart, is the second hour of the program today for Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. I'm Chris Hansen, very pleased to have 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the line with us today. This is going to start a series of visits from Senator Hawkins over the course of about the next 4 months, actually. The legislative session's gaveling into order next week, and we'll talk about a little bit of what Senator Hawkins expects in this rather unprecedented time from those 2021 sessions. Also, I'll talk about some questions that he has received from constituents and voters within the district already, and also be talking a little bit about how you can keep in touch with him as well. And Brad, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Hey, Chris, good morning. I'm doing pretty well, all things considered, and thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to you and all the KOHO listeners.
Yeah, same to you, Brad. It's great to get to 2021. I think this was a benchmark for a lot of folks. They maybe had the illusion that the pandemic was just going to sort of dissolve as the ball dropped in Times Square, but that's not exactly the case. We are going to have to deal with it for at least a little bit longer as we head into the new year. And that includes the legislative sessions, obviously. So this is going to be a very unprecedented situation, very unique circumstance coming up when they gavel to order next week.
Yeah, you know, we've all used the word unprecedented a lot in this past year, but that's definitely the case with the upcoming legislative session. According to the state constitution, we are required to have a session. It starts the second Monday of every January, and it alternates between the longer sessions, which are 105 consecutive days, and the shorter sessions, which are 60 consecutive days. But this particular session that's beginning on January 11th will be for 105 days. But because of the pandemic, this is the first time ever that the legislature won't be meeting in person. You know, there might be some small things that we'll have to do face-to-face, like adjusting the rules and some of these things. But the reality is most of the work for all the members of the legislature, the House and the Senate and the governor's office, is going to be through remote work. And we've been working out the kinks in that system. As you can imagine, it, you know, is quite a change for us. But I got my set up in my house, and sometimes I look like I'm operating the Rivercom 911 control center with all my screens and tablets and computers and all this stuff. But it's going to be an interesting process. We've tested out the remote voting, and we've worked through how we're going to handle remote testimony during committees, and it's been a long process. I still don't think we're quite there yet, and we have just a week to go, but I think it should work out pretty well, and I'm hopeful that the members of the public from Eastern and Central Washington will not in any way be shut out from the process. Hopefully they'll still be able to participate remotely.
Brad, this might be getting a little bit too far down the road, but do you feel like there's an opportunity here? Because we have seen over the course of, well, it's been over the course of really the last decade or so, it's been talked about remote testimony from legislators, especially from the east side, who have a difficult time getting all the way to the west side at some points during the sessions right in Olympia. Do you feel like this will actually maybe create a pathway to see that remote testimony happen finally in just all the time?
Yeah, I hope so. We've been testing it out and basically using it in the Senate as a trial basis, but most of the focus is always on the people who are present in the committee room and the people who want to participate remotely. You know, it's just sort of an afterthought towards the end of the testimony, and this should be different. You know, I've felt for a long time that the process in Olympia is disproportionately impacted and influenced from people in the greater Puget Sound area because of their proximity to the state capitol. And so to your question, because of this new arrangement, you know, maybe that will create a different process. However, on the flip side, I think when there are hot button issues, we've had a lot of people from Central and Eastern Washington come over and participate in the process, and people from Western Washington too kind of flood the Capitol for protest, for, you know, pack a committee room. And we're just not going to have that same effect with an all remote setup. So there'll be some different dynamics, but I certainly hope, you know, if the chairs of the committees are willing to hear people out, that there'll be actually potentially some greater access for people from Central and Eastern Washington.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the line with us this morning here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about the upcoming legislative sessions for 2021. Again, Brad will be our guest on Tuesdays at this time every week during the sessions, which gavel to order next Monday. So, Brad, you said you've been fielding an awful lot of questions about the sessions, both as it pertains to the COVID situation and just in general about some other things that are going on and will continue to be at issue for our region and voters within the district during the course of the new sessions. So, tell us a little bit about some of the questions, I guess, that you've been fielding from your constituents and also from those voters.
Yeah, well, thanks, Chris. So what I did, just to wish everybody a Happy New Year, in my email update that I send out throughout the district, I took the opportunity to answer what I would call some frequently asked questions. And the response has been really positive. You know, people have really commented back that they have appreciated that. So I think it's something I'll probably do more often. But I just found myself answering some of the same questions. And one of them, for example, is, do you expect major changes to the budget because of lost revenues? And the reality is, not really. The state budget is holding its own currently, despite all the COVID restrictions and things. That could change with the upcoming revenue forecasts. But the reality is, our state budget is down about $3 billion. And I know that sounds like a lot, but that projection is over a four-year period. And when you combine the two-year budgets, it's over a $100 billion budget figure. So to be down $3 billion over a $100 billion four-year budget, and then to have $2 billion in a rainy day fund, I'm just not quite expecting the major drastic cutbacks that some people were at one time fearing. You know, another question I have is, you know, are you afraid of tax increases, you know, capital gains tax and some of these other things? And that is true. I do. Despite the relatively modest budget outlook that we're looking at, I think there's always an opportunity when there's any lost revenue for some legislators to want to stack new revenue enhancements into the process or to fund more things. And I do anticipate another push for a capital gains tax, which was pushed for in prior years, but didn't get through. And this particular year, the makeup of the legislature is pretty similar. We have the same governor reelected. And so I think there is a potential that we're going to see some tax increases at least proposed. Now, whether they make it into the final budget, I don't know. And then, you know, another question I've been receiving a lot is, what can you do about reopening schools, and what's the process for that? And the reality with the school reopening, and I don't really like to even call it that because schools are technically not closed. They're currently providing a mix of in-person instruction and remote instruction. But the reality regarding schools is that other than the governor's initial statewide proclamations about school closures in the early stages of the pandemic, the governor and the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Department of Health have basically been issuing guidance to school districts. And I know a lot of the focus about education funding comes from the state, but the reality is school districts receive their funding from local sources through their local levies, the state of Washington, and they receive federal funding. And so they are administered by their school superintendents and overseen by their locally elected school boards. We have 295 different school districts throughout the state. And the decisions about reopening the schools or how many students are in person, what grades, and how many are still remote, that's largely being left up to the individual school districts. So for people who do have those questions about their own particular communities, we'd encourage them to contact their own school superintendents or their locally elected school boards. So those are just, you know, some of the types of questions I've been receiving. Obviously, there's a lot of questions, too, about vaccines and vaccine policy. And that, I think, is going to be a big issue for this next year.
Well, we'll look forward to talking with State Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th Legislative District about all those issues as they continue to be talked about and voted on during the course of the 2021 sessions, again, which will gavel next Monday. Brad will be with us at 7:30 on Tuesdays every week during the sessions and is starting off with that run today, providing a preview for us here on the Coho Morning Show. Brad, I know that you could not do the work that you do in Olympia, nor could really any of the representatives that are there in any capacity. community without a good staff of folks. And I know you wanted to mention a few of those that maybe even some people who are voters within the district might be dealing with, that they reach out and actually want to make a little contact with you during the course of the coming year.
Yes, and I would greatly appreciate the ongoing communications if people have them throughout the session. If they want to write us with their questions, we move heaven and earth to try to get responses promptly to every constituent who contacts us, despite the sometimes hundreds and hundreds of emails we get just in one day throughout the legislative session. But I have a great team assisting me, my legislative assistant, Justice Phelps, who a lot of constituents are already familiar with, because if they called my office, they often reach him first. But in addition to him, Brian Zylstra is my communications officer through the Senate Republican Caucus. For those of you in the media, you're probably familiar with Brian. But we have a session aide for the year, too, for the legislative session. His name's Tony Sprague, and Tony is a recent University of Washington political science and communications graduate. And then also we have the opportunity to have a Senate intern in the office. And this is all remote, so we're kind of working through the process for how we can maintain the same level of high customer service, working all in different locations as we have traditionally, all in the same office. But our Senate intern for this year is Estella Navarro. And many listeners probably know of her because she's a Wenatchee High School graduate. She's now a third-year student at WSU, studying economics and law, I believe. And she's just going to be phenomenal. She speaks Spanish and English. She's very familiar with our district. And so I think a lot of people who reach out to our office either by email or phone might first get a chance to talk with Estella. So between all of us, we work really hard to make sure everybody's getting the answers, you know, that they're seeking, and we really prioritize constituent customer service. So I will ask the listeners, if they do email our office, please email your name and your town, or at least, or maybe your address, so that we know you are a constituent. Because as you can imagine, Chris, we do get communications from all throughout the state, and it's sometimes a difficult process to separate who lives in our district from who doesn't. But we work really hard to do that, and without the staff, we couldn't do the exceptional job that we strive to do. So I'm excited to have them all on board for this session.
Well, we're excited to have you on board as far as our weekly guest lineup as well, Brad. Again, 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins joining us on Tuesdays at 7:30 every week starting today during the course of those 2021 legislative sessions, which we'll gavel to order next Monday. Brad, I appreciate the time very much. Stay safe and healthy. We'll talk again next Tuesday. And I guess I can rope you in on this question of the day here real quick. I'll probably be bugging you to do that during the course of the sessions, at least when it's applicable and doesn't get you in potentially too much political hot water, I guess. But today's is pretty innocuous. What is your favorite bird? It's National Bird Day, so that's what I've thrown out to listeners. Anything flying around you that you like the most?
Well, occasionally I see a really pretty blue jay around, but I don't know. How about Rockin' Robin? You know, the robin is rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street help the little robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet,
Brad, tweet, you're tweet. You're going to give Dick Clark a headache from the grave with that stuff, man. That's good. Yes, this is kind of stuff. Are we going to expect this over the course of the legislative sessions?
Song of the week. Song of the week. But, you know, you're going to have a hard time finding that in your code. That's not quite fits the groove of Coho, but dedicate that one to me, would you?
Well, you just dedicated it to yourself, I think, in song, but that's awesome, Brad. Okay, perfect. We'll put you down for one Rockin' Robin then, as far as favorite bird is concerned. Hey, Brad, always a pleasure. I really appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next Tuesday as soon as the session comes to order. We'll see what kind of early business we've got to talk about then.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Again, that's 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. He'll join us next Tuesday and every Tuesday at 7:30 during the course of the 2021 legislative sessions right here on the Coho Morning Show. 7:48, your hometown station, Coho 101. We're pressing into hour three of the program on this Tuesday docket, the 5th of January, 2021, in just a bit. And going to be getting you a check of the weather before we get there in just a few. Hang on.
For nearly 60 years, Save Mart has been a